if you can change that perspective to think, oh my gosh, that's so exciting. You never know when your life could change like that. How do you expect that that perfect thing is going to come in if you're completely blocking off the uncertainty of it coming? I am a person who can see beauty in almost every situation. It's time to get loud. Welcome back to Loud Talk with Lavi, a podcast where we break down the walls of beauty standards one flaw at a time. Thank you so much for joining me in this episode. We have a solo episode today, which you guys already know. These are like our mini therapy sessions where I just talk about a topic that I am passionate about that either you guys have brought up in my comments or requests, or I just feel like this is something that we need to get loud about. And today we are going to be talking about uncertainty and how you can take your uncertainty, that uncomfortable feeling in life where we, you know, are in a new space or don't know what's coming next, and turn that fear into something beautiful. This is actually something that I've been experiencing a lot of over the past few months as I've been living abroad. For those of you who don't know, I picked up and moved myself to Vienna all alone. And that has been a very transformative experience for me because I've really had to lean in to that uncertainty in my life and take that fear I was feeling and find beauty in it. So I'm going to break that down today. Everything I felt, everything that I've kind of gathered over the past, you know, what has been like 8 months of me living abroad now, and talk about it, because I think so much of our lives we plan out. And we're also going to be doing a Loud Thoughts segment today. So this is a new segment to my podcast, which I've introduced, where basically I take in a request or submission from one of you, either asking for advice or explaining a scenario that you would love my thoughts on. So that is going to be part of the Loud Thoughts segment towards the end of the episode. So let's get loud, because we have a lot to talk about today. So first off, let's go right back to actually that time when I was packing up my life about to move to Vienna, because this was so interesting. This was now at a point where I had only, you know, booked my lease in Vienna, and that's about it, and my plane tickets there. And I was packing and going back and forth on everything that I even needed to pack, because I'm like, I don't even know what I'm gonna need, you know, winter clothes, summer clothes, all this stuff. And I was thinking about how, wow, like, I'm getting on a plane and I'm gonna get to the city and not know anyone there, not even know what the city looks like. I really didn't even search up what things in Vienna looked like, because I didn't want to go into things with expectations. And honestly, the time in my life before moving was so incredibly hectic that I didn't even think to really search up the city or anything. I just like ended up flying out there. And even sitting on the plane, you know, I took a video of myself because I was bawling my eyes out on this plane. Just, it's a very, very interesting feeling to say goodbye to everything you've known. And I've never experienced that before. And if you've moved abroad or done something similar, maybe left your hometown, you probably have that same feeling where it's like, wow, I just said goodbye to all my friends, all my family, my room, my house, my dog, my things. And I'm not going to see these people and these things for a very long time. That was a very weird feeling, because, you know, you go on vacations, you go on trips, and you know, well, I'm coming back in a few months, right? And even though I knew I was going back, it just, that trip of me going back, that flight back, was so far out in the future that it felt like I'm really saying goodbye for a very long time now. So that was a very emotional process of me getting on the plane. I didn't think it would hit me that hard, but literally I sat down in my seat and everything, like all the emotions came tumbling in on me. And I would say, like, I'm a pretty independent person. I'm pretty good with like going and traveling and doing all that. I've traveled a lot on my own and I've moved out before, and I didn't take that as like a very emotional process. So it was very interesting how like my body and my brain reacted to me getting on this flight. And the feelings that were really playing in my head were, this is the first time in my life where I have no idea what my day to day is going to look like. I know that I'm going to Vienna to be an exchange student, but I don't know what my apartment really looks like other than some photos. I don't even know the street my apartment's on. I don't know the shops that are going to be around. I don't know what the metro station looks like. I don't even know who my friends will be, who I'm going to end up talking to. I don't know what my classes will look like, what my school is going to look like. I don't know what cafes are going to end up being my favorite spots or anything of that sort. So that was all a really interesting feeling where, for the first time in my life, I didn't know anything of what would be happening literally once I got to Vienna and actually moved. So there's very, and I had to. I was getting into this really like uncomfortable feeling very scared, very nervous, and kind of that feeling where you want to run away. You know, that fight or flight mode kicks in and you are like, "Oh my gosh, what am I doing? Get me out of this situation because I'm making a huge mistake by moving my whole life abroad." Because we are humans and we cling to comfort and we cling to what's familiar. So the safe choice is to stay at home, stay in your hometown, stay where things are comfortable and you know things. The uncomfortable choice is to take that leap and move abroad. At least in my situation, that could be, take a new job offer, start a new class, do something out of your comfort zone, whatever that may be for you. So I immediately, got here and felt very nervous, very scared. I remember getting up one morning and I was in my apartment, but it didn't feel like my apartment yet. I still felt like I was like in a hotel room and it wasn't my space. And I was sitting here alone and I was like, wow, I feel very, very lonely right now. It was a feeling of loneliness that I've never felt in my life. I've never felt that lonely before because all of a sudden, I was completely by myself in a country where I don't even speak the language. That is a feeling that not a lot of people, I don't think, get to experience in their life. And I really sat in it because I realized I gave myself the grace that this is going to be a challenge. And I was talking to my mom on the phone, and I remember she mentioned, just imagine how me and your dad felt moving to Canada because my family immigrated to Canada from Romania when I was like 3.5 years old. And she was like, me and your dad, we moved there all alone. And I was like, I know, but you guys had each other. And you had us, and yeah, me and my brother were like babies, but we were there. And my mom's side of the family was in Canada as well. And she was like, oh, you're right. Like, you are so right that it was a different experience because when you have at least someone there that it makes a world of a difference. I didn't know anyone in this city. And it wasn't even like, wow, I have to sit and hang out with myself. That was the scary part. The scariest part was when you move abroad alone, the scariest part is not, wow, I'm gonna be alone and I don't have anyone in the city. It's that no one has you. And what I mean by that is it's not that, oh, I don't have friends that I can go grab a coffee with or people I can hang out with throughout the day. It's I don't have anyone in this city who has me, who is going to call to make sure I'm okay, who's gonna check in on me at the end of the day when I get home, who knows that I'm doing okay. And like, I don't have that. And yes, obviously, we have FaceTime and all of that. I was calling my parents, doing all that. But at the end of the day, I was alone in this city. And that is a very, very daunting feeling to have. And the best piece of advice I could give to like get over that is like get out of the house and do something, no matter how small it is. And I was talking to my friend who also did an abroad experience, and she was like, walk down the street and every day just walk a little bit further, discover a new place, like go into the first shop, then the next day go into the second, and like familiarize yourself that way. And it's going to be scary and it's going to be difficult. But what I also realized in that moment, and it kind of clicked in my brain, is wow, what a unique experience I'm about to have where nothing in my life is written out for me right now. Because all I know is, hey, I'm moving to this foreign city, and that's about it. And I think so much of our lives, especially if you are someone like me in your 20s, so much of your life has been written out for you. You grow up, you get put into school at like what, 5, 6 years old. And from there, you're in school until you exit like your mid 20s if you go to like university like I did. So you always have this structure. And if it's not that, you have like maybe after school activities, you have homework, you have part-time jobs, you have your parents who are kind of, in most cases, telling you kind of how to go through life. For me, it was like, okay, you're going to go to high school. Then it was not even, I won't even say an expectation. It was standard that my next job was do my university and all of that, get a part-time job, do these things. So I had that structure in my life. I knew what my day-to-day was going to look like. And we go from one year to the next. We know what our days look like. We know, even when you change schools, most of the other things in your life stay constant. The only constant I had at this point in my life was myself. That was the only constant I had, and I had to really trust myself in the process and become very comfortable with spending time with myself. But I thought, what an incredibly unique position I am in right now, where I literally know nothing of what my future looks like. 3 months, 4 months, 1 month, 1 week from now, from that initial day when I moved abroad, my life was going to start to be written out in this new experience. But in that moment, right when I got here, I didn't know who my friends were going to be. I didn't know who I was going to meet. I didn't know what coffee shops I was going to discover and love working at. I didn't know anything. And isn't that kind of cool? Like, isn't there some sort of beauty in that, that I was able to take a situation that looked really scary and felt really scary, and I felt that. And I let myself go through those emotions, but then I also was able to look at it from the perspective of, wow, what a blessing this is that I get to live out an experience that probably not a lot of people get to live, where everything is new. There is so much uncertainty here that it's almost poetic. It's almost beautiful that I get to write this story for myself. And looking back now, yeah, within a week, I made some of my best friends that I had, done my full exchange with. I found some of my favorite coffee shops that I go to this day too. And honestly, that first week felt like so long because I already had done so much growth in just that first week of living abroad, because that was the hardest part of it. That was literally the hardest part with it, of it, was those first 2 weeks of pushing yourself outside of your comfort zone. And then things just started to kind of fall into place right after that. But something really, really interesting happened. So I finished my exchange, and after that, I remember writing my last exam. And this was a day that I have been looking forward to for years now, like literally years, to just be able to be done with school finally. I did a dual degree in chemical engineering and business. So I had a very heavy course load, and that caused a lot of like strain on my life and took up a lot of my energy, obviously. So I was very excited to be done with that so that I could just like move on with my life and really immerse myself in my career and everything. And honestly, the day that I wrote my last exam was definitely the most stressful day I've ever experienced in my life. It was like all the stress coming down on me. And someone DM'd me because I put on my Instagram story saying I've never felt so overwhelmed in my whole life, because I felt like the thing that would relieve my stress the most, actually being school, actually was what kept my day structured, kept me like in a way grounded. And it was my comfort blanket that, hey, I'm still a student. Now I don't have that anymore. And there's so many opportunities and there's so many things I want to accomplish that the thought of all those things just really stressed and overwhelmed me. And someone DM'd me saying, it is a privilege to be overwhelmed by opportunity. And I wrote that down immediately because I said, you know what, you are so right. And this is why I am such a strong believer in perspective and really honing in on how perspective in just everyday simple things can change your life truly. Because when people talk about how to find happiness in everyday, how to find joy in life, how to see life with just like maybe rose-colored glasses on in a way, perspective is everything. Because you could be going through the most stressful, difficult situation of your life and still see beauty in it. And 2024, if that wasn't a lesson of that, I don't know what else it could have been. Because while I was, transitioning and moving abroad and doing this very difficult thing that put me out of my comfort zone, I was trying to see the beauty in every day of, wow, how privileged and how grateful am I to live an experience that most people don't get to do, of just like rewriting their life in that way. To be transparent, I went through a very, very difficult breakup in 2024. And I pride myself in believing that I am a person who can see beauty in almost every situation. And even in the darkest days where I was really going through it emotionally, I was trying to see the beauty in this and thinking, how grateful am I that life is teaching me certain things and putting me in certain situations to make me stronger, to make me more confident, to make me the best version of myself that I can become in this life, you know? So perspective is everything. Sorry, I kind of went off on a little tangent there, but perspective is truly everything. And I remember at the end of my exchange, I was reflecting back on who I was at the start and who I was at the end. And I have gained so much more confidence, and I'm so much more sure in the person I am. I'm so much more confident going places alone, doing things alone because I had to be put through it. And the person who got myself through that is me. And sometimes we just have to like trust ourselves in those processes. And I had a trip planned to go back home for a month. I was talking to my therapist right before the trip, and we were just discussing, you know, how I would feel maybe going back home, everything kind of coming back to me because it's crazy. You know, you leave for a certain amount of time, and to you, it feels like eternity. To everyone else, it's like you were only gone for a little bit, even though it was 6 months. But there's a different sort of routine when it's like the people at home, if that makes sense. So I was excited to see everyone, but I was also, you know, a bit nervous to be like, okay, I'm going back. Like, I wonder what feelings that will bring on. And I was talking to my therapist and I said, you know, I don't want to say that I've become a different person in Vienna. And my therapist cut me off and said, Lavinia, it is okay if you feel that you are a different person in Vienna. You can be whoever you want to be there. You're allowed to be a different person. You're allowed to be a completely different person because that is a new life you live there compared to what you were at home. And that gave me a lot of reassurance in those feelings I was having because I was like, okay, it's okay to, you know, really dive into that uncertainty and discover this new person that I'm able to bring out that just adds to myself and fills in those missing pieces. And I saw something, I can't remember where I saw it and what exactly it was at this point, but the ideas that sparked my brain was that, you know, you go to a new city or a new job or something new in your life, a new relationship, a new friendship. And it's not that those things make you a new person, they simply bring out the parts of you that you just haven't discovered yet. So for me, moving abroad or going through this past breakup I have gone through, it wasn't that I was never able to do the things I did. It's just these experiences I've had were able to bring out those portions of me that I had not yet discovered, which I think is really cool. And if it wasn't for those hard times and those difficulties and those challenges that life put me through, I wouldn't have been able to discover these beautiful, amazing parts of myself that were just waiting to be discovered, truthfully. And so after being at home for a month, I came back to Vienna because I actually decided to extend my lease here. And my exchange term might have been over, but for me, it just felt like my time here wasn't it yet. I needed more. And I now, as a new grad, for those of you who don't know, while I was finishing my degree, I was actually pursuing a full-time career as a content creator. So my plan was finish school and then really just dive in head first and just devoting all my time to my content, this podcast, all of that. And there was a lot of uncertainty that I felt there because I thought, oh, wow, well, hey, I've had this structure my whole life with school, with everything, and now I have no structure. Now I don't know where my career is going to go. Is it going to completely succeed? Is it going to plummet? Is it going to go sideways? Like, I had all of these thoughts circulating around my brain and just feeling like such a weight on my shoulders. And when I got that DM from that person saying that it is a privilege to be stressed about too many opportunities, it really made me think, yes, there is uncertainty with where my career is going to go. Hell, I've started on YouTube and I had no idea that years later there'd be an app called TikTok that would really take my career to that next level. No idea. There's so much uncertainty, but like, isn't that kind of cool that we don't exactly know what's coming next? And yes, I didn't choose like that traditional path of a career, which gives even more uncertainty because when you're self-employed, there is no certainty of like your next paycheck, your next job that you're booking, where things could go. And that is scary. But isn't it also cool that, hey, I could wake up with like a really cool job offer tomorrow? Isn't it cool that I could post a video that could completely change my career tomorrow? And it may not be tomorrow, it may be the day after or the day after that or months after that, who knows? But when we try to switch our perspective from, oh my gosh, this is so stressful because I don't know what's happening next. And I get it, y'all. I get it. To any of my girlies or guys or whoever listening to this and being like, Lavinia, I'm too much of a type A person to not have this planned out and that is causing me stress. You are preaching to the choir. I need to have everything planned out into my life. And that's why I've been struggling with these uncertainty thoughts so much. But that's why I'm making this episode and talking about it because I'm really trying to, you know, hack my brain to changing my own perspective by almost preaching it, you know, because when we teach someone something, we ourselves become better at it. That's been taught to us ever since we were little. So for me, I'm sitting here teaching you how to change your perspective on this to really help change my own. Because yes, it is scary to not know what's coming next, but isn't it also cool that something could come that we would have never dreamed of or dreamed of, and it's 10 times better. And I think when we allow ourselves to lean into that uncertainty, we also allow those amazing opportunities to come. Because if you don't, if you block off that uncertainty and you say, I want everything in my life to be planned out in order, and I want to know whatever next move is coming, there will never be these amazing opportunities that could just come in randomly, you know. And I mean, randomly with, you know, everything takes work and dedication, but I'm saying we get certain things that come into our lives at the right time. If you completely plan that out, how do you expect that that perfect thing is going to come in if you're completely blocking off the uncertainty of it coming? So just a little thing to think about there that I think is really interesting. And when I came back to Vienna, I wasn't expecting this because I thought, okay, I've already lived here for 6 months. I'm gonna come back, fall right back into routine. I have my apartment, I know the city, you know, all of that. Great. Boom. That is not what happened, guys. I came back and I absolutely spiraled. Well, mind you, the first day I got back, it was a Sunday night, and everything in Austria is closed on Sunday, so it's kind of like not the most like uplifting time to come back from, you know, a full day of travel. But anyways, I was super jet lagged, couldn't fall asleep. It was like 4 a.m. here basically, and I was sitting on my bed, absolutely spiraling about, is this the right decision? Did I make the right choice to move abroad when everyone was asking me, hey, Lavinia, why are you moving abroad? And I didn't have a good answer. I wasn't moving abroad to do an exchange semester anymore. I wasn't moving abroad for a job. I wasn't moving abroad for a partner. I was simply moving abroad for myself. And because I'm in a position where my job is fully remote, I thought, you know what? Let me just live in this city in Vienna. And the thing is, people that ask me, why are you moving? We initially think of three things. Usually people will move or take that big leap in their life for three things. Education, we usually see it for school, career, or let's say like family or a partner. I was doing this and moving my life abroad for none of these three reasons. I wasn't a student anymore, so exchange was done. Career-wise, Vienna's not somewhere where my career can really like accelerate because it's just not like a hub for beauty and creatives in the social media space, at least. So career wasn't really a thing. And then partner slash family, I don't know anyone in Vienna. I literally don't have any family here. I don't have any like friends that like fully live in Vienna. I also am single now, so I'm not moving here for anyone. I'm simply moving here for myself. And that was very interesting. And I think a lot of people that I told this to were confused on why the hell I would be moving abroad to a city that was for none of those reasons, not for school, not for work or career, not for family or a partner, simply just for myself. And a lot of people couldn't like wrap their minds around this. And honestly, I felt like I was having to justify, you know, being like, I just love this city so much. I'm doing this because XYZ. And I was just justifying myself and almost in a way trying to justify it to myself. Hey, why am I doing this? Why am I putting myself through this, moving to the city when paying this rent when I could just stay at home? Because I had people question that too, like saying, it's a waste of money that you're just paying rent out there just to live there. But why? Why is it such a waste if this is what makes me happy? And after a few days of being back, I actually ended up going to this Chinese restaurant and I got my fortune cookie and I honestly couldn't believe what was in this fortune cookie. I actually have it. Let me read it word for word. Okay, it reads, "Your reasoning is convincing enough and leads to success." Like, if that wasn't the sign that I just needed. Your reasoning is convincing enough and leads to success. So immediately in my head, I felt, okay, my reasoning for wanting to move abroad again is enough. My reasoning is simply just because I want to, just because this city is what feeds my soul right now, and this is what where I need to be, because my heart calls for that, my gut calls for I need to be in Vienna right now. And my reasoning is enough. It's convincing enough, and I don't need to convince anyone else but myself. And that will lead to success. Why? Because I am happy here. I am putting myself through that challenge. And it may be slowing down my career, maybe by moving away from maybe where the opportunities are. It may be slowing down my life in terms of, like, I don't know, family and friends because I'm away from everyone I love. It may be doing that. But I'm making this decision to be here, leaning into the uncertainty, finding beauty in the uncertainty. And let me tell you, since coming back, I was really in that rut and I had to be like, enough, enough. I always find myself, I let myself be sad, let myself feel through it, and then I think, okay, on to the next. How do we make this better? So instantly I'm like, okay, I need to get up, find something that's making me happy, and build that routine for myself. So that's what I did. Started finding beauty in everyday mundane things. Waking up, being so incredibly excited to just make my breakfast. Why? Because I love the breakfast I make every day. I've curated to be like my perfect breakfast, and that's that. Next, going for a walk in the park where I just see people enjoying their day, sitting alone, reading a book, going for a run, like all of these things that just bring me happiness in the simplest ways. And do I still have days where I am down, feel lonely, feel uncertain of my decision to move here? Absolutely. But it's letting yourself feel that and then pulling yourself out of it. And now that I'm at this point in my 20s, I really don't know where my life is going to take me because people keep asking me, okay, after Vienna, what is next? I have no idea. And that is crazy to say because that for the first time in my life, that is the first time I've said, I have no idea. I've always had a plan. I've always at least known the next step I was taking career-wise. Like, I always thought, well, I'm going to university, I'm getting this degree, then I'm doing this degree, then I'm doing this, then I'm like, there was always a plan. And this past year of my life has really shown me that you can't really have a plan because 1 year ago, my plan was finish my degree, move to New York with my partner at the time for 6 months, probably to explore the city, explore career options, expand my business there. Probably launch a new product within my skincare line, with my business partner there. That was my plan. Now, a year later, my life completely turned basically 180 upside down. I am now living in Vienna. I finished my degree a full semester early. I am not even in a relationship anymore. I don't have a business partner anymore. The brand is kind of on hold. I don't really have a plan there. Like, it is crazy how much can change in a year. And this past year really taught me, like, when it's like you make a plan, life kind of laughs at you and changes it all. That's what happened to me. And it kind of showed me like a huge life lesson of, oh, I can't keep planning out my life like this. Because sometimes you just have to take the things that come and let yourself be open to uncertainty because that's when new things can come in and you can actually grasp onto those opportunities. Because if I was so set on, no, I'm staying in my comfort, this is what I'm doing, this is what I know, when it was even a thought to potentially move abroad, that would have been shut out immediately and I would have never gone for it because I was like, that's too uncertain, that's too out of my comfort zone. So if you just let yourself be open to uncertainty in a way, that's when the beauty of it can come in and view it as, wow, isn't it cool that I don't really know where I'll be a year from now? Like, obviously, we need to have plans day to day of like, okay, well, this is what I'm doing today to have a better tomorrow or set myself up for success in the future. But realistically, I'm at a place in my life now where I have no idea where my career will realistically be a year from now. Hopefully, I'm doing social media. I'm doing this podcast. Hopefully, things have grown. Hopefully, we've expanded this community, blah, blah, blah. But I don't know where I'm going to be living. I don't know what city I'm going to be living in. I don't know what brands I'll be working with or what opportunities will come, what people I'll meet. I don't know. And there is really, really a lot of beauty in that. And if you can change that perspective to think, oh my gosh, that's so exciting that it's going to be like a surprise, like it's going to be so cool. And the thing is that you never know when those things can come up. You never know when your life could change like that. And that day could be today or it could be tomorrow. And waiting for it's nerve-wracking, it's scary, but it can also be exciting if you let yourself feel that. I've rambled on a lot, but I am very passionate about this. And I think we need to do more of this, especially in our 20s or 30s, and even later in life. Obviously, I haven't reached that stage of my life. I can only speak at like what I've acquired in terms of life experience by the age of 23, but I think we go so much of our lives planning and we finish one thing and then we're already on to the next. I finished my degree and I thought, okay, what's next for me now? What's next? What's next? We don't even take a second to appreciate one, the journey that got us to where we are today, but we're already planning for the next thing and we're never satisfied with what we just gained. I do this analogy all the time and I catch myself doing this and I need to get better at it as well. But I would always say when I was younger, if I only had 10,000 and subscribers, I would be so happy. And now I have over 200,000 subscribers on YouTube, and I still doubt myself, and I still am wanting more and searching for more. Think of when maybe you got into university, you were probably so excited and thought, oh my gosh, this is crazy. Like, I'm so happy. Or got that job promotion. You thought, amazing. This is it. I'm so happy. There's nothing more I'd want in life. Some time passes and you're hunting that next thing. You're wanting the next, that moving goalpost, you know? And I think that's just how our society's structured and how our lives are structured, where we're always looking for the next. And it's great to have goals and ambitions and all of that. That's definitely not what I'm saying. But I think we need to become better at taking the time to appreciate what has occurred and what we've done to bring us to where we are at today, and reflect, do a lot more reflecting on life and realize, oh my gosh, I have done X, Y, and Z and put in the work here and there to get to where I am today. And that's so amazing. And I'm so proud of myself. And I don't give myself that space and gratitude. You know, I think I've recognized that I'm the type of person that when I accomplish something, I don't congratulate myself. Instead, I'm already thinking about what I can do next, or how I can do more, or that I need to do the next thing to get to the next step in life. And I never take a second to really sink in the fact that, like, oh wow, I did that. You know, before something's even over, I'm already thinking, how can I get to the next level, or what can I plan next? And I caught myself actually doing this the other day because I'm living in Vienna until the end of the summer, so I have still a long time here. And I was stressing last night about what city I wanted to go to next, or where to take my career, like, in 2026. And I'm like, girl, you haven't even finished in Vienna yet. Like, let's finish off this journey. Let's live in the moment a little bit and think of, like, okay, I'm here right now. How can I make this the best experience? So I catch myself doing that all the time too, but I just think it's important to recognize that we're always, you know, searching for the next thing before we even sit and recognize where we're at in life right now and have some appreciation for that. All right, so time to get into the loud thoughts segment of today's episode. We have a submission from a viewer, and obviously we're going to keep it anonymous. All of the loud thought discussions are going to be private, and kept anonymous, but let's just get right into it. So someone asked me, how do you stay so motivated? Regarding your productivity, I would like to know how you frame your schedule each week as a content creator. Do you stick to a plan or simply let the content depend on the circumstances of your day? P.S. You are admirably captivating through your technique. Okay, so this is an amazing question. Thank you so much for asking it. I'm very passionate in terms of, like, discussing productivity and time management and all. And I think that's something I want to open up a bit more about, because although my niche on most of my platforms is very much beauty focused, I've done so much of my life that has required a lot of time management, and I really am passionate about this space. So thank you for the question. So how do I stay motivated? I think the biggest thing is sometimes we rely a little bit too much on motivation, when motivation is just like that seed of inspiration sometimes, and the rest of it has to just be dedication and discipline. And honestly, in terms of motivation, you just have to always ask yourself, like, why am I doing this? Because trust me, there are going to be days where you are not motivated. As much as I love content creating and I feel like it is in my blood and bones to do this, there are days where I am not motivated, maybe to film the video that I need to film that day. But that's where discipline comes in, and knowing that, hey, this is what I need to do because I am trying to make a bigger vision come true. It's the same with, like, working out, right? Like, you may be motivated one day, right? One morning, you may be jumping out of bed ready to go on a run or hit a workout, and that is motivation. But the next day, when you're not feeling that motivation, what steps in? It has to be the discipline of, why do I want to be working out every day? It's because I love my body. I want to make sure I'm moving my body, blah, blah, blah. And that's kind of how I create a routine for myself, because motivation will not always be there. And I think we rely too much on that in a lot of cases to keep us motivated. I think the biggest thing is motivation is important, because without it, you know, you wouldn't have that initial spark to chase certain dreams. But you also have to ask yourself, how much do you want it? How much are you willing to put in to get there? Because I know for me with content creation, that was like 7 years of free work that basically, in a way, was going nowhere. I put that in air quotes because it was always leading to something. But at the time, it felt like it was going nowhere because my views were very stagnant. You know, I wasn't making any money off of social media for, like, the first, I want to say, 5, 6 years of me doing YouTube. It was just pure love and passion and dedication and consistency, because I was posting 3 times a week consistently all those years without making a dime back, you know, from doing these videos. So I think how much do you love it? How much do you want it? And really focus on discipline on the days that motivation is maybe not there. And always take yourself back to what is the bigger picture? What is it that you were trying to chase? And that's what can reignite that motivation for those days that it might be lacking. And then in terms of how I frame and schedule my content each week as a content creator, so I do have some sort of planning in place, I'd like to think. So for example, these episodes, these podcast episodes are usually recorded either like, so for individual episodes like this one, I usually record like 1 or 2 weeks in advance. These are planned out. I usually have about like 4 to 5 weeks of podcast episodes planned out, at least ideation. And then guest episodes are usually filmed like weeks to months in advance, just because, you know, when you can get a guest on, you have to take the opportunity. My parents always have this saying, what's in your hand isn't a lie. It's said in Romanian, chain mâna nu e minciună, which means that what's in your hand isn't a lie, which basically what that is getting at is what you have, the opportunities that you have in your hand right now are there and aren't a lie. So take them, you know, because you don't know when they're gonna come up next. So whenever I can schedule a guest in, I get that scheduled in like right away, and then I'll just stock that episode to have for later on. YouTube videos, I post every single week on YouTube, and those are all scheduled out as well. I usually schedule out like 3 to 4 weeks of content for YouTube at least. Right now, I have about 2 months scheduled out just because I've been traveling and got a lot of content like bulk edited there. But in terms of my daily content, I'd like to say that I'm a very, what kind of sparks my creative likeness that day in terms of content. I do have a lot of content planned out. Like I would say that if I stopped recording any content from this day on, I would probably have at least a month's worth of content just because I film so much. I literally, for anyone who knows me in real life, I am always filming things. I always have a million ideas running through my head. And I think I struggle with that in terms of planning because I think, okay, how am I going to get all these ideas out in chronological order? Where I'm trying to battle that and just say, you know what, I'm just going to post what's relevant and what I'm feeling like posting that day, and the rest will kind of, you know, funnel out as needed. So I don't really have a planner, I would say. It really depends on the circumstance of my day. I think every day looks different, and I let myself have that creative energy because if I schedule myself and constrict myself too much with this type of creative job, which is my instinct because I come from an engineering background, that has structure. School and academics and all that always was planned and had a lot of structure. This job is very much not that, and I think I need to let myself have that where it's not structured like a traditional job to keep that creativity going. But honestly, I've talked to creators who do schedule out their days like a 9 to 5. They have weekends in place, all of that. And that's what works for them. For me, it just doesn't work because I don't want to constrict myself to, hey, if I have an idea, I can't pick up the camera today because I have to wait till tomorrow when it's my work day or I have this time scheduled for filming that I can get that out. I need to be able to just pick up the camera and record or edit what I want to do in that moment, which maybe isn't the best for like work-life balance. I don't know. Still trying to figure that all out because, you know, being self-employed, like there are different nuances to that. But that is my personal thing. Like, don't stress yourself too much. If planning your content out for every single day or how you're going to, what hours of the day you're going to film, blah, 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 if that stresses you out too much and you'd rather go like more free-willing, do that. If it stresses you out more to have that free will and not have a schedule, then have a schedule. I definitely think certain pieces need to be scheduled out and others not so much. So that's my piece of advice there, but hopefully that was helpful. But that is it for this episode and this Loud Thoughts segment. If you want to have your submission in the next episode, I will have a Google form. You can DM it to me on Instagram. Everything will be anonymous. Do not worry for these episodes. But that is it for this episode of Loud Talk with Lavi. I love you guys so, so, so much. And make sure to subscribe to the Loud Talk with Lavi YouTube channel if you want to see the video version of our episodes every single week. And then the audio also comes out on Spotify, Apple, and all streaming platforms every Sunday at 7 a.m. MST. I love you all so much. Thank you for getting loud with me in this episode. Remember to tell yourself something you love about your skin today. Sound off in the comments if you want to take this discussion further. I love you guys, and you'll hear from me in the next episode of Loud Talk with Lavi. Bye, guys!